We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're here.
I wish I could give this feeling. I wish I could give this feeling.
All right, everybody. It's pro wrestling time. Welcome back. Cal Dansby here with the old man, Andreas Hell. We've waited a while to talk AEW. A while to talk it. So we are diving into that today. I think because it's been like so long, I think what we're going to do is Dynasty is Saturday. I'm going to edit this, make sure everything's good, put this out tonight on Patreon so everyone on Patreon can listen, watch, do whatever, and then I'll drop it tomorrow for everyone else. So it'll come out a little earlier for everyone on Patreon with the video and all that good stuff. And it's because people have been waiting for AEW breakdown for so damn long. So shout out to everyone at Corner Club on Patreon. You guys get it early. One of the cool perks that we'll throw in every now and then on the Patreon. And last week, we had our WrestleMania recap weekend during Mania. Me and Cole did 4 hours live watch alongs, all that stuff. So Patreon's been popping. Everyone in Discord, shout out to you guys for communicating with us, chopping it up, giving us your thoughts on everything. It has been amazing. Dre, I've missed so much in AEW that I just crammed this shit in like the past 3 days. I watched everything in 3 days. What I couldn't find, I legit just watched in recap videos. So I feel like I'm caught up on everything. But with that being said, first thing, and it's like Dynasty of Jace. John Moxley is the IGPW World Champion, taking the belt off of Naito. I didn't see that coming.
Man, New Japan's in the mud. I don't mind this.
You don't like it for New Japan? Like, you put down New Japan for this?
No, I'm saying that the product as it is right now is not great. Like, Moxley winning the IWGP Championship is fantastic. For Moxley, it's helpful for New Japan because New Japan's grown extraordinarily stagnant over the past couple of years. Naito's older. Sanada didn't have a great title run. Tag division's, it's okay. Osprey is gone. The Bullet Club ain't really anything, you know, it's like whatever. Tama Tonga's now in WWE. Like, it's not great. I legitimately canceled my subscription yesterday to New Japan World. Like, New Japan World's like one of the subscriptions I keep because I want to watch, you know, the major events every month. I don't care.
Well, tournament season's coming up, and usually that picks us back up.
Yeah, but even the G1 hasn't been the G1 over the past few years. Like, that shit used to be must-watch TV. Yeah. Now there's too many people, too many blocks. It's a lot going on. Like, streamline this shit. Let's get back to the basics. Two blocks, an A block and a B block. Tournament, round robin, be done with it. I don't need an ABCD block. It's just too much. It's too much. And, like, right now, like, who is the big... Tsuji? Like, who is the biggest breakout star in AEW, in New Japan right now? Like, who is that guy who hasn't had his time yet? Again, Naito, Sanada, old. Shingo has had a title, but he had it during the pandemic, which is whack.
Yeah. It wasn't the best title run, but
No, I can't, like, there aren't a lot of people in New Japan where I'm just like excited to see.
LP, I think, could like really.
I doubt it. I don't think they really look at El Phantasmo like as that guy. I just don't.
Which is a damn shame, because I thought he should have stepped in leader of Bullet Club and kind of just ran with it, right? Yeah, I don't know who's next. Show and Yo have like good single showings every now and then.
Like
Now I just
Yoshi
still
ha
miss
he
them as a
Hiroki
tag team.
Goto and Yoshihashi are the tag team champions, right? Like, what are we? It's
It's
not great.
rough. They
It's not
need to
great.
retool like
Badly.
ASAP. But they have a dojo. They have their ways of bringing in new talent. It their way takes exponentially longer than anywhere else. AEW is like, yo, we signed someone, we're throwing them on TV. We're gonna figure this out. We got mad shows. And then there's WWE is like, well, we're gonna put them in NXT, develop them for 2 years, two and a half, then they can come up. The dojo, you're in that shit. You're in there for 4 years, then you're a young lion for like another two. It's like going to medical school. And then they'll send you on like a fucking excursion. And then you come back. It takes like 8 years from when they signed you to actually get to a legit match. So it's tough. And you're not getting the gaijin wrestlers that helped supplement that for so long.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Moxley winning, great decision. The guy Yoda Tsuji is like the dude to me. Like he has the look. When he went on his excursion, he came back. He looks like $1 million. Like he is that guy that you're gonna have to get behind.
He was the dude in TNA, right?
Did he ever run in TNA? I don't
Oh,
even remember.
somebody went to TNA. I'll find his name. I really liked him. His name escapes me right now.
But
But he ended up going back.
yeah. So other than Moxley's. Like getting this title, it gives them a chance to get some credibility to the company, and hopefully they can build somebody else. It makes me wonder, like Moxie shouldn't have this title for too long, but maybe they're like kind of like fuck it, right? Like in order to give legitimacy to this title, maybe Moxie spends some time in Japan. Like you don't really need him in AEW right now. Like there's really nothing for him to do. You won't necessarily miss him. Like he could defend the title at Forbidden Door, which is where I expect him to lose it, right? Like if he's gonna lose the title, he's gonna lose it at Forbidden Door.
That makes sense. You got to
But if
make
he,
that feel special.
yeah, but if he didn't, there's a world where I'm like, well, he just goes back for the major pay-per-views, right? And keeps defending this title and defends it against the G1 winner at Wrestle Kingdom.
It's very possible. A full year booking of it.
I could see that happening because New Japan just doesn't really have anything going for it that's making anybody in the States pay attention. If Moxie's the champion come Wrestle Kingdom, we're paying attention. I also fully expect, as we transition into Dynasty, Tony Khan being a little bit more open about letting his talent go to Wrestle Kingdom because he's got all these guys and girls. Let them
Yeah,
go.
need to do something. Let him.
The only other thing that you would have there that's worth anything is Jack Perry.
Who came out with the jacket? The presentation was great.
Yeah.
He has some like swag where if really he was just like, yo, just let me be in fucking New Japan for 2 years. He can really take off over there.
He can. Granted, the videotape was still not a great look for
No.
AEW,
It might have
but
helped Jack Perry more than it helped AEW.
yeah, like you have, if you're gonna use this to build Jack Perry, fine, by all means. Like the man has facial hair now. He doesn't look like a jungle boy. He's a jungle man. So let this man go and do his work in New Japan. Maybe he gets a title at some point, and then he comes back to AEW once the dust settles as a bigger star or
Yeah.
whatever, or a bigger heel. That's the one thing you got out of him. Because I remember when he turned heel, I was like, he needed it, but still didn't feel like this big heel turn. Now he's full bore heel. Like the guy's a true heel and nobody likes him. Great, lean into it.
Damn shame, man gets choked out and assaulted. Somehow he became a bigger heel. Like he got
Yeah.
no baby face rub for being choked out. And it was like, no, he must have said something stupid. Fuck Jack
Yeah,
Perry.
yeah.
Real quick, what was the name you said of the person who's like possibly has a bright future?
Suji.
Tsuji. Yuya is who was in TNA. And Yuya
Oh,
was really
Uemura. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
were more
Yeah.
super dope.
Yes, he's very good. He's
Yeah,
very
him
good.
and Joe Hendry had a tag team. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, he lost the briefcase thing and his briefcase opened. It was like, you have to leave TNA. And that was the way they wrote him off because his excursion ended.
Oh, real quick, and I'm actually doing this live during this podcast because I'm going to forget if I don't. Do you have to cover the fight for Yahoo on Saturday?
No, not as intensively as I thought.
Well, I have tickets to Rebellion. So if you want to go to Rebellion at the Palms this weekend, I've got tickets. So there's that. I might
Sweet.
stop by there before the main event because I don't really have a whole lot to do for the main event. I've got other assignments I got to do, but they gave me tickets and I was like, yeah, maybe I'll pop through. Can't go Sunday. I realize Dynasty is Sunday, but yeah, Rebellion's out here in Vegas this weekend. Moose and Nick Nemeth are the main event.
Okay.
So
Moose
yeah,
should
might
drop
as well
that
go.
title.
Maybe,
I understand he
but
just got it, but.
they have options. And Impact doesn't really miss. I probably will miss the main event because that'll probably be around the same time Ryan and Devin are going to fight. But yeah, I had to ask you now because if I don't, I'm going to go back into ESPN hell and then I'm going to forget.
No, yeah, definitely. I'm 100% going to take my laptop because even if I'm not covering the fight, too crazy, I have NBA playoffs.
Ah, yes.
But the Wi-Fi is great in there. I'll bring that whole shit. I'll work right from there. Work, go to that upper balcony like we did last time, set up the laptop. I'll be working right from there, chilling. So, no, that's great. Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you for the tape. Look at this guy, so kind. All right, so AEW. Now I got to get back to the page. I'm all flustered and stuff. Dre's over here like Oprah, just handing out tickets and gifts and
He's
shit.
got a ticket. Yeah, tell Big Mac too. I got two games on.
All right, tough it back. And then we have AEW. We'll just go down the Dynasty card then. Starts off pre-show the Acclaimed.
Let me start with this. This card is fucking stacked.
Stupid stack. Stupid.
I looked at it and I was as it was getting put together, I already knew like, it's pretty stacked. Then I looked at it as once it was whole, and I was like, oh my God. Like this could be their show of the year in terms of like in-ring action. They could smoke it on Sunday. Thank God it's
Yeah.
Sunday. They
The
could
last pay-per-view was great in ring. This is probably
Yeah.
going to be better.
This has got some matches on it. It's got some joints. Strangely enough, I don't know we're not even there yet, but forgive me, but I don't feel like I've seen Kyle O'Reilly on television very much to justify this match with Roderick Strong. I know he's been there, but I feel like it's I either go to the bathroom or I go get something to eat or I'm doing something. I just have not paid attention to the return of Kyle O'Reilly, but whatever.
I mean, I saw the return itself.
Yeah, the pay-per-view, sure.
Yeah. And then I don't think he's had like a match or anything.
He
It's
said he had
just,
a match on Collision.
oh, I don't. Listen, man, I caught up on a lot of shit. I'm not going to sit down and watch Saturday Night Wrestling. Like,
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah,
Like,
I hear you.
I just give me the recaps. That's way too much. Collision. If you want to put some shit on Collision, you're just going to anticipate me not watching it. So they should have put him on a Wednesday and I would have checked it out. But no, I think the card itself, really good. It's going to be some great in-ring wrestling, and that's what they do best.
Yes.
Like, stop with the CM Punk shit. Stop with the internet, blah, blah. Listen, you're telling a good story at the main event level. The Bucks have a good character build going without the other bullshit. That's a really good story. Lean into it. Osprey and Danielson, best in the world right now, is a good story. Lean in and
Yeah.
then just tell good stories and the rest will figure itself out. Stop letting Mercedes cut promo after promo after promo.
Yeah, it's
Get
not
her in the
great.
ring.
Yeah, she's not cleared until May. Like they had to debut her because it was Boston, but she's not clear until May. So
Oh.
they're trying to keep her active, but this is the worst way to
Too
keep her
active.
active.
Too active.
I don't need her overexposed. She's not a great promo as a babyface. Everything sounds really bad. Yeah,
Yeah,
just
she got jumped, and I was like, and I'm a
yeah.
Mercedes fan. Oh, yeah, I don't really feel that much sympathy.
No, they got to get
So,
her in the ring because her best asset is her being a wrestler.
100% story she can tell in ring is what's going to really pop and make her as valuable as they paid her to be. Opening match, the Acclaimed with Billy Gunn versus Bullet Club Gold, Jay White, and the Guns. This is for a title. AEW
All
Trios Championship.
AEW and ROH. So the winner basically unifies the titles.
Okay, cool. Bullet Club Gold has to win, in my opinion.
Yes.
Why not? Like, Jay White is just chilling and biding his time.
Yes. Yes. This is, look, the Acclaimed were fun. The Acclaimed got way over more than anybody expected them to. The gimmick is running thin, and Jay White is a pure talent, and the guns are on the rise. So give them the belts. Give them the belts. Give Jay White something with purpose, like the Ring of Honor titles. Who cares? Like, put them together. They defend them on the main show. Maybe they work House of Black. I don't
Yeah,
care.
there's a million
But
belts.
yeah, consolidate this. But the Acclaimed run was great. We need a break from the Acclaimed now. They're running out of steam.
Yeah, I think so. Max Caster's raps and jokes have gotten
I'm telling you, they're running out of
a little
gas. They need a
dicey.
break. They need a break.
Yeah.
They've been on tour for too long. They need a break.
Go home for a second, come back. Well, you guys will be
Yeah,
fine.
need some new material.
Yep. And then opening. Well, I don't know if it's opening up, but first match listed here. Trios match, Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe versus House of Black. I really like the Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe match. Finally got to watch the thing in its entirety. Mark Briscoe, new ROH champion, beat the hell out of each other. And then a promo they cut previewing this match after was hilarious. But you see what I did? Eddie Kingston's great. You see what I did to him? I actually respect him. Wait until you see what I'm going to do to you. I was like, oh, that's fucking phenomenal. And they're going to win because House of Black seems to not win much lately. And I don't know if it's one of those things like, internet rumor bullshit, but it might be like, yo, we're just biding our time. We're not going to resign here. We're going back.
I'm
And
picking House
I
of.
wouldn't be shocked if they went back together. I'm not sure about Brody King.
I'm picking House of Black. I don't think they're going anywhere. I think, as an aside, I think the WWE is like very loaded right now, and there's not a
Yes.
lot of room for anybody. So, and I also think from Hunter and Nick Khan's side of things, it's like we really don't need to spend any money right now to get new talent. Like, for what? We're developing NXT talent. It's very obvious. Like, we didn't even get a chance to talk about Stand and Deliver last week. It's very obvious. Like, Carmelo, Dragunov, like these guys, Braun, they're all coming up. There's really nobody out there, especially from AEW, unless you're like an Ospreay or unless you're like the Young Bucks.
But
There's
this is
really
like a
nobody.
coming home thing. Like that's like if Adam Cole is like, y'all want to come back and be like, all right, Adam, I'll
I
find a
don't.
spot for you. This is like your wife works here, your wife works here.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
if you
get
want to
it.
come home and be like around your family, buddy, and Malachi, yes, we'll find something for you guys here. And the shtick is a little different though. It's a little difficult to carry that same thing because if they reboot Bray Wyatt's faction, which it seems like they're doing, they kind of cornered the market on that.
Yeah, I don't want it. That being said, I think House of Black's gonna win. I think they need this. I think, yeah, they're gonna beat three champions, which would set them up for the Trios titles. Because the Trios titles needs competitors, right? So
Feel
I
like they
don't
just
think.
had that shit.
Sure.
Make
And
Malachi Black a singles wrestler,
I mean,
please.
whatever you want to do, but I think the House of Black needs like a proper run now. Like Copeland, Kingston, and Briscoe, they lose, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Like if Mark Briscoe gets pinned by Malachi Black, I don't care. Maybe Brody King goes after the ROH title. I don't care. I don't care. I just feel like the House of Black needs something, some positive momentum, and I think they'll pick it up here. They're an actual trios where the other three are just kind of thrown together.
That's fair.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And then we have Hook versus Chris Jericho,
So sick of Jericho and shaking
FTW.
him. Why does he gotta be in everything?
Every damn
God.
thing. He's launching a million fucking trademarks. I don't know, man. I saw someone saying, I wish he just went back to WWE and WWE could use him so much and all this shit. I'm like, not really. But if he did go back to WWE, I like it better than what he's doing in AEW and just have one more swan song. He needs this is it. This is your Sting moment, my guy. Like next year, we got to start planning the end.
Yeah. Look, Jericho's gave a lot to this company. He gave AEW legitimacy. Like, that's what Jericho did. Like, if it wasn't for Jericho, wouldn't have AEW. You had the guy that came from WWE that was just like, you know what? I'm back in this new company. Was the first champion. He was very important to the build of this company. But now I don't give two shits about the Lionheart. I don't need him injecting himself into a feud with Hook. You know what was really bad about the program this week? Like, they treated the Hook Jericho promo very much like CM Punk and Jack Perry. Did you notice that?
No.
Where Jericho's like the wily veteran. I was like, you don't have to do all this.
Yeah. Oh,
Listen to
okay, I guess.
me.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'll take care of you. It felt like it was subs at CM Punk, and I didn't like it at all. Old dog, young lion. I don't need any of this. All that I do need, though, is for Hook to go over. That's it. Jericho has
That's
no reason to
Jericho's
lose
point
the
right
match.
now, right? Yeah.
It better be. I don't
Hook's
need
gonna
this feud
win.
to go any longer either. Just get him out of here.
Yeah. Don't extend it. I don't want to see this shit in Vegas. End it now.
No, not at all.
And then Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly, AW International Championship. Everything's for a belt.
It's just a million bells.
I forgot
Can
this
we?
shit existed. Sure. Give Kyle the pop. Roddy doesn't need that whole faction just needs Adam Cole. So like,
I mean, that
I don't
faction's
really care.
dead. That
Yeah.
faction's dead. It's dead. It's the worst.
It's all life support.
I don't want to say it's bad as Retribution, because Retribution was dead on arrival.
It's
This, they
not that bad,
debuted them.
sir.
No, this, they debuted them, and it was like, all right, maybe they'll do something. Then they just proceeded to do nothing. Like, I hate it. And without Adam Cole, it's pointless. Wardlow is losing. The Kingdom needs Adam Cole. And Roderick Strong is not strong enough to carry anything by himself in this. But that being said, it's very strange because I'm trying to understand it from the Kyle O'Reilly perspective. Because without the Undisputed Era, or without the Undisputed Kingdom, or whatever the hell you want to call it, what is he as a single star? And if Roderick Strong loses his title, he's a damn good wrestler. I think this match is going to cook. I think it's going to be a
Oh,
great
this is going to be a
match.
great match.
But I don't know what happens to the loser of this match. I don't. And if Kyle O'Reilly wins the title, what does it really mean? Because Kyle hasn't really done a whole lot. So this is weird because this is a title that Orange Cassidy really established. So I'm just talking my way through this. I'm going to go with Kyle. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Roderick Strong to retain. Because if there's any inkling of Adam Cole coming back, the Kingdom needs to have something. They got to have some kind of momentum. Unless they're just going to completely dead the faction. So I'm going to pick Roderick Strong.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just waiting for Adam Cole, man. But if Kyle loses, does Kyle and Roderick kind of start like, burying the hatchet? Do the Kingdom kick out Roderick Strong? Because if they come back, like, I don't need all of them to be together. Like, I kind of just need Undisputed Era.
I don't know what we're doing. I really don't. Like, I'm trying to figure out where is the
And I
end
never
game with
liked
all
the
this.
Kingdom, by the way. So
No,
I'm
no, you
biased.
didn't. I just, it's just, I don't know where any of this stuff is going. So that's the reason why I'm just picking Roderick Strong to win, because I can't figure this shit out.
Fuck it. Kyle wins. I'm changing my opinion. Kyle wins. Him and Roddy bury the hatchet. They hug. The Kingdom doesn't like it. Beat them up. Next pay-per-view in Vegas, the Kingdom versus Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong as a tag team.
For the
Boom.
ROH tag titles? All right.
Yep. Let's do it.
Whatever.
So, I'm just trying to make chicken salad out of this. Julia Hart versus Willow.
I mean, look, man, if
We this
Willow
is
ain't
a
going,
Sasha. Yeah, this is a Sasha build.
like, Willow's going over, we got to have the rematch to Double or Nothing. Like, I just, They've spent a lot of time on Willow lately in a positive way, where her losing to Julia Hart doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And even though Julia Hart versus Mercedes could be a good match, it ain't gonna be as good as Willow and Mercedes. Like, those two are gonna do everything in their power to tear the house down to Double or Nothing.
I don't like heel Willow though. Even though
I don't think
Stokely is
Willow's
like
gonna.
hilarious.
I don't think Willow will end up being a heel when this is all said and done. I don't.
Okay.
I think there's something in the works here. The best version of Mercedes is heel Mercedes, and
Yes.
we all know it. And it's always when you show up, you're a baby face. You gotta work your way around it because the crowd's gonna cheer for you until you do something heinous. And if Stokely ends up being Mercedes' mouthpiece, it's
Love
thumbs up.
it. Love it. That's perfect. Stokely's hilarious. And that match made in heaven right there. I also don't know what the hell a house rules match means, but I guess I'll figure it out on Sunday. And then Okada versus the Bastard.
My God, this look, Okada ain't losing this title, but boy, they're gonna try to give us like
Fuck.
5.5 stars. They're going to go all out. Pac is gonna remind us who the hell he is. Okada is
Yeah.
gonna be make it very clear that I'm one of the best in the world. They're gonna do about 22 minutes, and Okada's gonna get the dub, but it's gonna be close. It's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, I agree. It's been too long since I've seen Pac in like a really good position. Solo wise, he was stuck in a trio forever.
Yeah.
You know, this is definitely his like, man, I'm finally healthy. I'm finally past this visa shit. Like, I'm back. So, you know, the man. It's gonna forget some gravity, they would say. But it's gonna be one hell of a match. I'm putting the over under on three Rainmakers, taking the over.
Yeah.
And
Probably right.
then Young Bucks versus FTR.
Another one where they're like, how many stars can we get? It's a ladder match.
Ladder match. Come on.
They're going to kill themselves in this match.
Yeah.
And I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah. Meltzer already gave this shit 6 stars. I already
Yeah.
know. He
Like he's going to
got
work his way
in the
down,
legal
right?
pad. Yeah.
You got to subtract because it starts at 6 and then it has to go down from there. Young Bucks will win the titles. I think for all the douchebaggery that's, and I mean that not even in wrestling terms, just overall, like what the Young Bucks have been doing with CM Punk, I've hated it. But these guys need the tag titles. It ain't the division ain't the same without the Young Bucks on top. And the heel Young Bucks, again, is the best version of the Young Bucks.
EVP, like leaning into that shit, all that stuff is great.
Yeah, go for it. They're gonna beat the FTR, get those tag titles, and then can we finally get this division back where it needs to be? Because this is the best, they have the best tag teams on the planet. Like, please cook the right way. Don't give me no more slap together tag teams. Let the right tag teams go. So yeah, Young Bucks winning these damn AEW tag titles.
All right, yeah, I completely agree on that one. And then we have Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa.
So when was this match announced? Because in my head, it felt like it was yesterday.
Wednesday.
Okay,
No,
so
it was, we're recording this on Thursday. It was literally yesterday. And there was
because
lipstick and all that shit.
I'm
Thunder
watching
Rosa
the
never
running.
lost the belt.
Yeah, I'm watching the run-in happen, and I'm watching Thunder Rosa kind of having like this camel clutch to put the lipstick on her. Then I see the graphic, and I was like, I'm staring at the graphic. And I'm like, did they announce this or did this just happen? I couldn't figure it out. And yes, Thunder Rosa never lost the title. The Deonna Purrazzo Toni Storm match was not good. You know what my real question is? Where's Jamie Hayter? I know she's been hurt, but. Can't wait for her to come back. I really can't. Like, I think everybody forgot about Jamie Hayter. I know
Yeah.
Britt Baker's on the sidelines, but we never forget about Britt Baker. Jamie Hayter's the one I can't wait to see come
How
back.
did Britt get hurt?
I don't know.
I don't really remember.
I don't remember either. I feel
She's just
like
kind of gone.
I don't think Toni Storm's gonna lose here. I still think like this gimmick has legs. It's still
Oh, I
great.
agree.
I think like Jamie Hayter will be the one to get the title offer. Her or Britt Baker, one of those two, are going
Mariah
to be
May
one.
will be. Their dynamic is hilarious.
Yeah.
And
And I mean,
you
Mariah
have
May's
to do
really good.
that. Yo, you
Yeah.
can't keep little sistering me.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be interesting because for a lot of people, it's pretty obvious that Mercedes is going to get that TBS title, right?
Yeah.
And
Which a lot of
if
people
Toni's.
don't like because they're like, you brought her into win a secondary belt.
Whatever. I get what you're trying to say, but it is what it is. Like, if they make it work, they make it work. It's just going to be interesting to see who they put where to challenge for what title. Because you have Hayter could go against Mercedes, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff that you can do. But
I
yeah,
mean,
I'm
you
picking
still
Jake.
have what's her face in ROH, which is criminal.
Athena?
Athena.
Well, we got to get Athena out of ROH.
Yes, but she could challenge for either belt and put on a storyline that's incredible.
I mean, it's coming. It's going to happen.
It
So,
should.
yeah, Toni Storm's going to retain here in a really good match. But yeah, we got to set up the Double or Nothing match for Toni Storm. And it has to be done here. Like, I don't think not too many titles are actually going to change hands on this particular night because we got to set up a lot of this for Double or
Sir,
Nothing.
every match is a title match except one, two, the whole night.
Yeesh.
And I'm not sure every title is even defended, but it's still like every match except for two is a title match. This one, obviously, deserving, doesn't need a title. Who gives a fuck? Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson.
Start at 7 stars and work your way backwards.
We ain't going backwards. You can start at seven. We ain't going backwards.
That's true. Like
So we,
I
you can
mean,
start at seven and we can roll at four.
Will Ospreay remains the best wrestler on the planet. He proved it again in
Oh,
his match with
him
Cesaro,
and
getting out of
Claudio?
yeah, like with
Oh,
Claudio, him getting out of the giant swing
that's
and hit
Cesaro.
yeah,
I like it.
I did. Maybe I should have asked.
It
But him and Claudio delivering the way that they did in that match, Danielson has no interest in going over. Like I can hear him in the booking room now. No. Just let me have a great match. Ospreay's going over. The only real question is, how long do you keep Ospreay out of the title picture? And the answer is not very. He's going to challenge for that title at All In. It's happening.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you're absolutely doing that at Wembley Stadium.
So now the question
100%.
is the swerve, and we'll get to that, I guess. When now
Yeah.
does he win in Vegas? Like, because you want to give him a decent run,
Yeah.
because it seems like he's poised for champion. But regardless, yeah, that's Ospreay's title come London.
Yeah, but Ospreay's going over here. I want to say it's the best match of the night, but man, this card is stacked. Like,
This and
I
the
don't
ladder
know.
match are like.
I mean, this is the ladder match, Okada and Pac, like, and let's not sleep on Joe and Swerve. They're going to
No.
deliver.
Yeah, Ospreay's gonna win. I'm going to give my prediction as an 8.5-star match for Meltzer. It's gonna be the number he's gonna settle on. I just feel it in my bones. That's where he's gonna end up. No, it's gonna be phenomenal. Well, Ospreay's the best wrestler in the world right now. And he's facing
Hands down.
the best wrestler from, I would guess, 2 decades ago. So it's going to be incredible. So can't wait to see just how that match plays out. They're going to get time, 30 minutes, whatever. Going to be phenomenal. Main event, Samoa Joe versus Swerve. Swerve with the fucking kicking security with 2 feet at the same time and still landing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Asshole babyface Swerve is a good mix. 'Cause he's
Yes.
still very heavy breathing, menacing, but he might shake your hand after he whoops your ass,
He
pick you
might.
up off the floor.
Yeah.
It's been a good build. I like the story. Your
It's
boy
been a great build.
Joe had one more in him. I was wrong. Joe, you never doubt Joe. But Joe had one more in him. And this run, it's like MJF to Joe. This motherfucker got
He do, but the buck stops here.
it.
Swerver's winning this title. There's one reason in particular that sticks out to me. They did that contract signing, which Swerve signed it in blood, and I was like, you're not gonna get any better than this
Yeah.
building towards this match. And if Joe were to go over here, that means you got to spend another 4 weeks trying to get to the rematch. I don't think you can improve upon it. You gotta go now. And it made me also think, well, this fucking pay-per-view didn't even exist until like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Has to be for a reason. So it's called Dynasty.
What city is this in?
Is it Minnesota? It's some weird St. Louis.
Okay.
I don't
St.
know. I
Louis? I think it has an arch.
It's
Oh, it's in St. Louis.
St. Louis. It is in St.
Oh,
Louis.
it's gonna be real black.
Yeah. So
Oh, you're gonna be black. And people
it's
from Chicago gonna come down, Chicago right there.
yeah, like you could put Swerve. So there's a lot of questions. Swerve is going over. He's beating Joe. He's getting the title. I'm
Yeah.
just convinced now. After that contract signing, I was like, oh, I'm convinced. I'm
Agreed.
convinced. And then Joe laying out Swerve on Dynamite, I was like, all right, fine. This is what we usually do. You go down, then you come up. The other question is, all right, so heading into Double or Nothing, do you do the rematch with Joe? Or where is MJF?
Don't
It's
read my mind. Don't
like
do that. Because someone's coming out after Joe loses. Swerve's not just gonna have the yay, blah, blah, blah. He's gonna have a little bit of that. But you know, the crying, I've been waiting, first black AEW champion. Someone's coming to ruin the parade. It could be
it's
Okada.
it could it won't be. It won't be.
They're
They're
gonna
gonna
give
keep.
him a banger in Vegas.
Yeah, like if it's MJF, which they kind of heat checked us on before MJF went out, right? Like the heat checked us on the Swerve and
Oh, they
MJF
were
stare down.
backstage. Yeah, I
Yeah.
forgot about that.
So they
Knocked
could
on the
go that
wrong
route.
door.
As I say a million times, like AEW needs to settle his big three, big four, whatever your biggest pay-per-views are, you need to start settling it. And whatever, if Double or Nothing is going to be your tentpole pay-per-view, it needs to have a big match. And it needs to be Swerve versus MJF if that's what it's going to be. If it's just going to be a pay-per-view, then you can do Swerve and Joe in the rematch. The Swerve wins, right? Because it's almost pretty
Yeah.
obvious.
MJF coming back though and losing right away, he'd have to lose for like you'd have to carry on that stupid devil shit and then he loses and then go
You don't
into
even
him and
got
the
to do
devil.
that. Listen, here's what I think is going to happen. If you ask me, Swerve ain't losing this title for a while.
He ain't losing
I
until
think,
Ospreay.
I don't think Ospreay beats him.
Who beats him?
Don't know.
Oh, you think Ospreay's title opportunity is an all in?
Yeah, and he loses.
Oh, then he wins the next night in Chicago or next week. Next week in
No,
Chicago.
because it's a completely different pay-per-view. They're a week apart. So whoever wrestles at one is not really wrestling at the other.
Oh, I thought you could double dip.
Nah, it's too much because you got to establish two storylines and you got two teams like going in different places like they did last year. I know it feels like Ospreay's coronation should be there. And I wouldn't mind it. But there's a part of me that wonders, depending on how Swerve's run goes, right? Which I think will be good. The idea of Swerve beating Ospreay, yes, we all think Ospreay is the best wrestler in the world. But if Swerve were to beat him clean at Wembley, that's huge for Swerve.
Yeah.
That's massive. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I do truly think that it's all contingent on how this run plays out. But he ain't losing this title. The earliest he'll lose it is in at Wembley.
Wembley,
That's the
yeah.
earliest. They're not going to let him be like some
No.
4 month champion. They're not
And they
doing that.
signed too many people to like do a big debut to get the pop. So
Yeah.
to end it, it's going to have to be a pop. Someone's going to stare him down. MJF coming back would give you that pop. Because he's just been so quiet. If not, it may change my prediction for the previous match. Because you have Danielson. Does Ospreay need to win that? Because if Danielson wins, you
No.
have Danielson swerve. And I believe it goes Vegas and then Forbidden Door. Do they go back to the Northwest?
Forbidden Doors in June or July. I can't remember. I
Yeah,
can't remember.
so they have Double or Nothing, Forbidden Door in June. WrestleDream's not until October. Okay. Yeah, it's just I'm convinced they want to give him a really, really good fucking match.
Yeah.
So either it's a Danielson stare down or Okada. Listen, I'm okay with fucking Moxley walking out.
It won't be Moxley.
And you just
Moxley.
have a really good Vegas match with Swerve.
You
And
could. It
Hangman
won't
is
be
still
Moxley.
around.
Yeah,
On some
they could
weird
go back.
shit. Like you
They
can
could go
run
back to
it.
that. But I think you can do all those at different times. I just think Double or Nothing can be
Has to be
there's
big.
I mean, there's even through this title run, at some point, maybe not Double or Nothing. Where's Keith Lee?
Yeah. Hopefully
Like
healthy.
if Keith Lee's healthy and is like, hey, motherfucker, like I remember you,
Yeah.
right?
We got some business.
Right? Like, I think all the pieces are in place for Swerve to have a really good run. And They've done everything in their power. Not even they. Swerve has done everything in his power to go to put himself over.
Yep. Now he
And
just
the
got to
company,
stay over.
yeah, and the company's gotten behind him. They've allowed him to do the things like Rolling Loud and Kevin Gates and Rick Ross, like all the things that Swerve has done to this point have made him a bigger star. Now the company's just got to say, you know what? I'm just going to push this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it starts with Samoa Joe. You got to beat Samoa Joe here because there's really no reason to prolong it. I know Double or Nothing. I said that at first. Just again, after that contract signing, I was like, you
No, this is
can't
it.
put
This is the end of
you
it. Yeah.
yeah, you can't put more juice into this feud than that. A blood contract signing? Nah.
And
We got
then,
to end this
yeah.
now.
And again, he leaves this night with his next opponent because you got 4 weeks to build that.
Yeah, you got to get right
So.
to it. You got whoever's coming out, we got to get right to it. And MJF doesn't have to win because the reality is whenever Adam Cole is healthy, that
That's the
match does
feud.
not have to, yeah, that
Yeah.
match needs no title. They just
No.
need to go at it and kill each other. So
So I
that's what
like
I'll
that. Obviously, like not on here, but I just want to give like a good kudos to just watching everything with Orange Cassidy play out. And like he got like an edge going and like the best friends implode type thing. Like Orange Cassidy just fed the fuck up that he gotta work every week. But I like the many different shades of Orange Cassidy. And they're just doing a really good job with that. And Ruby Soho, spoiler alert, but it's all over the internet,
yep.
is pregnant.
Yeah, they was like,
Yeah.
you know what? Let's take this romance for real. And he was like, put a baby in me. It's like, all right, cool. You can do that. Wow.
Yeah. So congrats to them. AEW is going to show us a lot this weekend. If this isn't the best all-around wrestling card all year, I'd be shocked. But
Yeah,
they
I'd be
have so
shocked.
much talent, they can just keep stacking. You just mix these chips around and continue to get bangers of a match. Because in Vegas, we say this shit now, in Vegas, the Lucha Bros could come back and they could have a triple threat tag team with those tag teams. And we'll be like, oh my God. And then Mercedes is in a match and it's like, oh my God, the women's match is better. And then Ospreay is working fucking Okada or something crazy. And it's like, oh my God. Like, and that card will be even better than this. So.
Yeah, aid like again, I'm gonna like there's some things we talk about it all the time. AEW has some things they gotta fix, but they don't have to fix their core strength. It's wrestling.
You don't got to fix the wrestling. You have
It's in
the.
the goddamn name. Like you do have the best wrestling in the world. You'll never compete with WWE in terms of production. You just won't. Nothing will ever feel as big as WrestleMania. It just won't. Like I was there in Philly and I was like, this is ridiculous. You can't beat that. But what you can do is provide an alternative because those of us who just truly love wrestling are going to tune in. All you got to do is build it properly. That's it.
That's
Stop
it.
worrying about what the competition's doing. Don't worry about no goddamn CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani. Don't worry about a videotape. Don't worry about talking trash. Like, don't worry. Just do what you do
Run
every
your
week.
race.
Run your race. Put on good week. Figure out how to put on better weekly television. Maybe do some house shows. Cody, I don't know if anybody noticed the Cody Rhodes quote, and I thought it was actually a really good quote. Cody Rhodes said he became a worse wrestler at AEW, and he gave the reason was we don't do house shows, so I
Yeah.
didn't get a chance to get my reps in. Like, if you want to be a better wrestler, you got to perform in front of a crowd. And if I'm only performing once or twice a month and then cutting promos, I'm not getting better.
Yeah.
And he wasn't saying it to be cruel or mean, but he's right. Right? Like for all the talent that you have, they gotta work. They have
Unless
to
you
go.
hit the indies, but as the top guys, like you really can't. So you're if you're a really good wrestler like Danielson, it doesn't fucking matter. Okada's not gonna get worse. Ospreay's not gonna get worse per se. But Cody needed that, like
Yeah, I mean your
the
talent
continued
needs it.
reps. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's if they were to do house shows, and I don't know what happened. They did this house rules thing and then it kind of disappeared. But they gotta pick better markets to do television.
I was about to
They
say
need
overall attendance is down. They need better venues in these markets.
But you need to make people care about TV, right? And showing videotapes is not going to do that. You don't even have to have like banger matches on every Dynamite, Collision, and Rampage. You need to convince Warner or whoever to make Rampage Ring of Honor. Like you have to do something about that show. And Collision's just dying on a stick on Saturday. So there's things to fix, but at the core, y'all do be
Good
wrestling better than
wrestling.
anybody in the world. Just stick with it. You took a New Japan spot. You just
Yeah.
took it.
You're an
Snatched it.
American New Japan. Like, and you can grow from there because New Japan also packed a stadium every damn year. They packed several. So you took what they did, you took their whole shit, and you are what it is, and brought it to a market that really wanted that and said, yo, there's an appetite for New Japan here. They just couldn't break through. We will. And just build on that. And
That's it.
everyone wants it to be a fast build. Just build on it. Take your time. WWE had a 50-year head start, 40-year head start. Chill. Just build on it. Let it grow organically. And hopefully this pay-per-view is going to deliver. We're going to come here next week and be like, A plus, A minus. Like, we're going to be splitting hair. Like, it's going to be phenomenal. And just make it make sense between these pay-per-views. There's a lot more now. And you guys are going to have to keep delivering. Make it make sense in between them. And that's all I ask. So can't wait to see how this plays out. Everyone, thank you for listening. Corner Club, shout out to you guys getting this early. You guys can chop it up, hop into Discord, let us know what you guys think about the upcoming AEW pay-per-view as well. I will drop this for everyone else later in the weekend. I guess Dynasty's on Sunday, so I'll drop it Saturday morning for everyone else. Tonight, which is Thursday night when we're recording this, the Corner Club gets it. So you get all Thursday night, all Friday to really jump into this. And, it's our gift to you for supporting us on Patreon. So we appreciate you. Follow us on all social media platforms as well. When you guys get a chance, like, subscribe, give us a nice little review wherever you guys listen to podcasts. We're in a spot where a lot is changing personally, and we're holding down the podcast. We appreciate you guys for being patient. And then once we get into our groove again, and I feel like it's coming, there'll be great news for the podcast and everything else going forward as well. So everything comes in cycles. You guys are the building block of that and holding us down. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Until next time, for myself, the old man Andreas Hale, we're out.
Peace.